It's Thursday, the 5th of February. It is 8 a.m. and it's a beautiful, beautiful morning. Virtually clear blue skies. Just the slightest hint of thinly veiled clouds high up. The southern skies are bright. I wonder if the sun will shine through my study windows for me at 9 a.m. this morning. Oh no, this is Thursday. What am I thinking? I won't be here at 9, I'll be shopping. Well, taking my breakfast. Well, anyway, I hope the sun shines. It's very cold again. Cold enough to clamp down the leaves on the plants once more. And cold enough to probably add another half an inch of ice to the pond, which I had cleared last week. Cleared all the ice out of it. Now it's about an inch and a half thick already. Oh, well. Positive side is we haven't had any more snow and the rain stayed away and the winds have been noticeable by their absence. I just look around and I see a wee dunnock hopping about and one wee blue tit chasing another wee blue tit, not flying, just hopping. One hops up a bit, the other one follows, the other one goes another wee bit. Surely they're not at that stage already, still in the midst of winter. You never know. What do we know anyway? What do we know? All I know is that each morning the bird's song appears to be growing in strength. I wonder if they're just getting their voices in tune for the dawn chorus when the temperature suddenly lifts. Slept well last night. In fact, again, slept very, very well. But my wife getting up at 6 a.m. Well, not her fault either. But trying to get back to sleep at 6. Strange thing is, I did manage it. I woke up with a sore head. I still got a bit of a sore head. It's the left frontal lobe. No, it's the above my left eye. Still a bit. Like a light headache, if you like, but only on that one side. Strangely, now that I think, my left eye was watering really badly this morning. I don't normally get that. Well, that's enough. If I start delving into possibilities. Oh, it's beautiful to stand and watch, even if it means craning the head upwards. Watch all the activity going on. There's wood pigeons perched on the tips of branches, bowed by their weight. They look like a couple of Christmas tree decorations you would hang on to look good. You're just sitting there, high in the air, doing nothing. Probably observing. Actually, now that I think on it, probably waiting for the dark figure to leave the garden so they can come down. I scattered an awful lot of seed out of the seed tub all over the garden. Wee piles here and there, and then just a big scattering across the grass. Because there was five wood pigeons down in the one go the other day there. Don't normally get five. And the collared doves, who are also seed eaters. So I want to keep everyone fed if I possibly can. Now those high altitude, beautiful little clouds are dusky pink in the southern sky. Not the horizon, but above it is a beautiful, beautiful clear blue, like a Mediterranean blue at the moment, with those dusky pink clouds drifting. It's surprising just how quickly those drift overhead. You know, it's perfectly calm here in the garden, but those clouds heading again due south are obviously travelling at quite a pace. Here comes the sun. Wish I could sing. I really do. Well, I'll rephrase that. I wish I could sing well. Anyone could sing. It'd be nice to sing well, or even decently. Had a bit of a hectic day yesterday, but it was a productive day, and because of that I'm feeling quite good that I got quite a few things done. Well, and where have you been, Miss Blackbird? You've been noticeable. Oh, did she just... What? She's going mad. What? What are you doing? She suddenly started... She was on the grass, she suddenly started darting it. Is she doing it again? And flapping her wings madly as if trying to catch a fly or an insect. But that was in the grass. She's now over at the food on the monoblocks, and she's done it twice over there too. Again, a really rapid flap of the wings but going nowhere. Again, I mean, this might sound monotonous, but what's she doing? Has she got fleas? Would that be, do you think? What's wrong with you? Tell me. Something biting at your body. You try to get rid of it. Or are you showing off? Are you showing off for me? Are you? She's at my feet. Well, 2 feet away anyway. change behavior. Do you realize, Miss Blackbird, that apart from me, no one else cares what you do or knows how you behave? And just to them, another bird in the garden. To me? Now she's eating seed. I've never seen them eating seed before. Well, maybe I haven't noticed. But she's picking through them to select, try to see what she's eating. Thank goodness she stopped that crazy stuff. No, she hasn't. I wonder if it's some kind of display, but there's no other. There's no cock blackbirds that I can see around the garden at all. Oh well, we'll put it down to, I don't know. Maybe she's excited about something. Like a human behaviour. You're excited, you start doing daft things, flapping your arms. What a beautiful morning. It's beautiful to stand here and just have clear thoughts. Nothing's bothering me this morning. Just enjoying fresh air and birds and song. Being alive and healthy. Definitely something going on with the birds, because they're definitely chasing each other, even in flight now. Not chasing as in hunting off, but pursuing. These guys are a wee bit early, you know. Not just the blue tits, but wow, the acrobatics of those blue tits is just amazing. Here comes a family of house sparrows. Come from the front of the house, round to the back to get fed, to get breakfast.